The admitted mastermind behind Bridgegate is avoiding prison. David Wildstein was handed a sentence of 3 years probation in federal court in Newark today. Details from WHYY's Joe Hernandez.
When it was his chance to speak in court, Wildstein said he was sorry. He apologized to his friends and family, to his former colleagues at the Port Authority, and to the citizens of New Jersey. He said his actions were stupid and wrong. He also blamed the culture in the administration of Governor Chris Christie, his high school classmate. Wildstein said, quote, "I willingly drank the Kool-Aid of a man I had known since I was 15 years old." The former influential political blogger will serve 3 years probation and complete 500 hours of community service. That's for his role in shutting down lanes leading to the George Washington Bridge to retaliate against the mayor of Fort Lee, who didn't endorse Christie for re-election. Judge Susan Wiginton called Wildstein's actions inexcusable, but said, quote, "It's important to note that only you have at least made any attempt to rectify some of your wrongs." Acting U.S. Attorney for New Jersey Bill Fitzpatrick praised the judge's ruling and said Wildstein's cooperation didn't guarantee a light sentence.
"It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card, but it is a fair and appropriate system in which people who substantially assist the government in the investigation and prosecution of others receive some tangible benefit for this. People don't come and cooperate because they want to necessarily be great Americans."
It's a different story for Wildstein's two co-defendants, former Christie administration official Bridget Ann Kelly and former Port Authority official Bill Baroni, were found guilty for their roles in Bridgegate last year. Kelly will serve 18 months in prison, while Baroni got 2 years behind bars. Both have filed appeals. Christie has denied any involvement or prior knowledge of the scheme and was never charged, but his statewide approval ratings have tanked throughout the nearly four-year ordeal. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.